Welcome to Android Snacks.
Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell, and today is bonfire night, so we're going to have the lovely sounds of fireworks going off while I record. Enjoy. In our first blog post this week, Sebastiano Poggi explores Android Elevation. In his blog post, Playing with Android Elevation, we get a brief overview of what Elevation is before we're told about the customizations we can actually make to Elevation ourselves, using the little-known Outline API. It's a good post for UI-loving devs. Next up, we have A Beginner's Guide to Kotlin by Jamie Lynch. This post is what it says on the tin and has a good overview of the key things you should know as a beginner getting started with Kotlin, with all the usual Java code you'd write alongside it so you can see the differences. And finally, we have Room Relationships by Paulina Szlaska, I'm so sorry, who shows us how we can create relationships for our objects when using Room. We're given examples for one-to-many, many-to-many, and using the relation and embedded annotations. Talks, all the videos from DroidCon NYC are now up. There's a link in the show notes to a playlist for all of them. Tools and libraries, new, we have Android Kotlin Style Guide. Google has released their style guide for Kotlin. Updates, Android Studio 3.1, Canary 2. I'm guessing it's bug fixes, but there were no release notes at the time of recording, so the only thing I can tell you is that the zip files are bigger. You're welcome. Gradle 4.3 has been released, and there's Firebase Crashlytics, with this becoming the primary crash reporter for Firebase now, replacing Firebase crash reporting. And finally, onto other stuff. We had a new episode of Android Developers Backstage this week, where Chet and Dan talked to Andrea Falcone and Matt Willis from Crashlytics about why Android apps never crash and you don't need crash reporting. Obviously not, they talk about Crashlytics. In a new fragmented podcast, Kaushik explains about visibility modifiers in Kotlin, how they differ from what we're used to in Java, and the situations where we should consider using each. And in a new Android Dialogues episode, Huen talks to Joe Birch. No, she didn't, because that was last week, you tit. If you still haven't solved the Android snack sticker Easter egg, then go on Twitter, because there's a nice little post there that shows you exactly where it is and what it is. That's it for this week. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find this week's show notes at our new website, androidsnacks.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll catch you next week.